and on the page in the even more real plane of words and subjects. It is not for me to be so cavalier with the lives of others, however. In much of my life, from 1977 to 1987, people appear who are known in the public world and to whom I cannot give convincing pseudonyms. If I told you, for example, that at university I met a man called Liu Horry and that we embarked on a comic career together, it might not take great insight or too much Googling on your part to know that I was writing about a real person. It's not for me to go blabbing about his life and loves, personal habits, mannerisms, and modes of behaviour, is it? On the other hand, were I simply to say that everyone I met in my journey through life was darling and gorgeous and super and lovely and talented and dazzling and sweet, you would soon enough be arcing streams of hot vomit all over the place, and in every probability short-circuiting your e-book reader. I don't doubt for a minute that my publishers have already made it clear in the small print of the contract I signed with them that I, the author, am responsible for all lawsuits appertaining to, but not restricted to, emetic and bodily fluid damage to electronic reading devices in this and all territories. So I am sailing between the Scylla of protecting the wholly reasonable privacy of friends and colleagues and the Charybdis of causing you, the reader, to sick up. It is a narrow course, and I shall do my best to steer it safely.